Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Imagine a world where threats of political assassination are not condemned, but rationalized, played down, and even justified by one single political party. Today, America is closer to that reality than ever, and the story erupting from Virginia's attorney general race is the most chilling evidence yet. Stick with me to the very end of this video because we're going to see how what's happening in Virginia is an absolute game changer, and it's even causing some left-wing diehards to think again about supporting this increasingly insane Democrat Party. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patriot professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. The Virginia AG race is in an absolute turmoil as we speak. Over the weekend, text messages from Jay Jones, the Democrat nominee for Virginia Attorney General, were published by National Review. And in these texts, we find Jones fantasizing, I kid you not, about murdering one-time Republican House Speaker Todd Gilbert and wish deadly harm upon his children, referring to them as little fascists. Now, what happened was that Jones had sent a number of texts out back on August 8th of 2022 to Republican State Delegate Kerry Coyner. Now, he was expressing how he felt about the tributes from Republicans like Gilbert about a recently deceased Democrat and former Virginia state legislator. Jones scoffed at the glowing tributes from Republicans following this Democrat's death, referring to that piece of shit Gilbert, and wondered what he would say about me if I died. Now, apparently Jones sent this text out to the wrong person. Again, this was Republican State Delegate Kerry Coyner who got this text. And Jones texted something like, sorry, this was meant for Mark. But regardless, when Kerry pushed back on him texting stuff like that out, he doubled down. And the text took a very dark turn with Jones writing, quote, if those guys die before me, I will go to their funerals to piss on their graves, talking about these Republicans. Jones then tweeted this out, quote, three people, two bullets, Gilbert, Hitler, and Pol Pot. Gilbert gets two bullets in the head. Spoiler, put Gilbert and the crew with the two worst people you know, and he receives both bullets every time. Now, Jones later called Coyner to explain his reasoning, telling her that public policy only changes when policymakers feel pain themselves, such as the pains felt by parents when their children die from being shot. And after they hung up, Jones continued texting, saying he was just asking questions, but then went on to say, I mean, do I think Todd and Jennifer are evil and that they're breeding little fascists? Yes. Now, simply put, this is about as verbally violent as you can possibly get. And of course, just literally days after Charlie Kirk's assassination on the campus of Utah Valley University, the only appropriate response to these revelations, I mean, it's a slam dunk. Condemnation and the demand for withdrawal. And that's exactly what we're seeing from conservatives. That's what we're seeing from independents. They're all calling on Jones to withdraw from this race. I mean, again, why rely on ballots when you're threatening bullets? The whole point of ballots is to get regime change without bullets. And here's this guy openly threatening to kill not just his political opponent, but his political opponent's freaking children. And yet, if you can believe it, astonishingly, every single Democrat in Virginia has thus far refused to revoke their endorsements of this candidate or demand his withdrawal. Not one. Instead, official Democrat committees reaffirmed their full support of Jones, with the Virginia Beach Democrats and multiple district committees invoking biblical excuses. I kid you not. The very party that's been calling on Trump to resign for the last 8 years or be impeached, they're now quoting scripture. Let those without sin cast the first stone. Most notably, gubernatorial nominee Abigail Spanberger said that she would always condemn violent language, but she has not asked Jones to leave the race. So much for her condemnations. They are empty. And so the Democrats have gone from celebrating assassination, like so many of them did after Charlie's killing, to now standing by their candidate openly fantasizing about assassinating his political opponent and killing his children. Now, unfortunately, the deeper scandal is not confined to one candidate's depravity. According to a 2025 peer-reviewed study by Rutgers University's Social Perception Lab and the Network Contagion Research Institute, a shocking 55% of self-identified leftists said murdering political opponents like President Trump would be at least somewhat justified. You heard that right. 55%, a majority. For Elon Musk, the number was 48%. The study was conducted back in the spring, around the time leftists were burning up Teslas across the country. And the study found that nearly 60% of self-described leftists gave a thumbs up to destroying Tesla property for political reasons. And so the conductors of this Rutgers study called this shocking find assassination culture. And again, they were utterly dumbfounded to find that it was America's political left that had crossed the line from rejecting violence to normalizing and glorifying it. And the study's main concern was that social media outlets like Blue Sky were turning into what they call permission structures for real-world violence. In other words, the researchers were warning that this normalization directly predicts offline attacks. But the good news is not everyone is embracing this nonsense. MSNBC's Morning Joe, if you can believe it, just blew up the Virginia race. Wait until you see what he and his fellow panelists had to say about all of this. But first, gang, ever since Trump took office this year, the left has waged an all-out war against the president's economic strategies. Economists claim Trump's tariffs would crash our economy and send us spiraling down into recession. In April, CNN claimed, quote, Trump took the U.S. economy to the brink of a crisis in just 100 days. And here's what uber-liberal Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren had to say.
Donald Trump has created chaos. Across-the-board tariffs drive up prices and don't advance anything except all of our competitors around the world.
Well, apparently the economy didn't get the memo, Senator, because things are actually going great.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Sorry, the truth is the economy is booming under Trump, and now some of his most vocal opponents have actually admitted they were wrong, including liberal comedian Bill Maher, who in April called Trump's tariffs on China completely ass backwards. Well, now he's singing a very different tune.
I remember I, along with probably most people, were saying at the beginning, by the 4th of July, the economy was going to be tanked by then. I'm just saying... Yeah. That's reality. So let's work first from the reality of that, not from I just hate Donald Trump. Because that's boring and doesn't get us anywhere and leads you to dishonesty.
Even Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman admitted that his party had gotten it wrong about Trump's tariffs, saying that so far the U.S. trade war is going quite well. Going well is a bit of an understatement when you consider the facts. Listen, gang, since Trump took office, inflation is finally under control. The producer price index was just 2.6% in August, far below the 3.3% that economists had expected. GDP grew 3.8% in Q2 on the heels of strong consumer spending. Mortgage rates have fallen to a three-year low. Gas prices at the pump are lower. And we've collected over $215 billion from tariffs this year alone. Plus, the stock market is up over 18%. In the last 6 months. It's absolutely incredible stuff. Trump is reshaping the entire economy, essentially righting the ship, which is now headed to much more prosperous shores. And what's most exciting is this shift is creating massive opportunities for patriots like us to finally take control of our financial future. And one of the best ways to do this is to learn how the stock market, which again is up over 18% in the last 6 months, really works so you can profit from it, which is why I am so excited to announce that our good friend Mark Wilburn of Neos Capital is hosting a free 5-day online training called the Zero to Trading Bootcamp. This is October 13th to 17th. It's designed to take you from knowing nothing about trading stocks to placing your first trade in just a week. Mark is a stock market expert whose recent picks have led to returns of over 200%, but he's also a gifted teacher with a unique ability to take someone who has little to no knowledge in the stock market and help them trade with confidence. We had so much positive feedback from our listeners the last time Mark hosted one of these boot camps that we asked if he could do another one. And people like Randy said, the Zero to Trading Bootcamp is an amazing program. Your financial life can be changed forever. So if you're looking for practical ways to benefit from this booming Trump economy, then click the link below this video or go to freeturleyticket.com. That's freeturleyticket.com to reserve your spot. Tickets are normally $97, but Mark's agreed to open up registration for free for all our listeners because he wants to support patriots just like you. We're living in America's golden age, and it's time to take bold moves to build the legacy we want for our families. Go to freeturleyticket.com right now to reserve your spot. Starts October 13th. You're going to absolutely love it.
Coming up, an attorney general candidate in Virginia is apologizing for his texts about a state lawmaker. We'll go through what the messages said.
He should probably be forced to withdraw from the race, and probably is doing a lot there.
All right, Morning Joe, we'll be right back.
Yeah, that's Joe Scarborough calling for Jones to withdraw from the race. Meekin certainly didn't like it very much. He wasn't happy about it, but there's absolutely no way on the planet then anyone could even begin to justify those horrific, morbid, macabre texts. And so the panel as a whole on Morning Joe followed suit.
Text messages.
Yeah, no, deeply disturbing messages that have been swiftly condemned across the political aisle. The Republicans have tried to tie this to the Congresswoman Spanberger, the gubernatorial candidate. She did very quickly denounce them. But it's unclear whether this attorney general candidate will stay in the race. I think there's a growing sense that he probably should not. We heard President Trump last night. But even some Democratic leaders, John Hyman, have started to say, like, look, this is inappropriate. And especially at a time right now with such concern about violent rhetoric and political violence.
Who says that?
Yeah, that this is just way beyond the line.
I would say, you know, not to be too much on the high horse. It's wildly inappropriate under any circumstances. Yes. Today, tomorrow, 10 years ago, 6 months ago, I think the pressure is going to be on Spanberger to, and for the whole of the party, to ask this candidate to just quit the race, because just both, it's the right thing. And also, the political splashback, you don't want to mess with this right
who
now.
Who says that?
I think the right thing to do is basically this guy should do everyone a favor and step out of the race.
Yeah.
So that's the good news. I mean, when you've lost Morning Joe, I mean, as a Democrat, you've lost. You don't have the heart and soul of the Democrat machine anymore. Even bumbling Biden had Joe in his back pocket for most of his presidency. Remember, it was Scarbo who's the one who said Biden was the best. This Biden is the best Biden ever. This is days before the debate. He's the best Biden ever. He's cogent. Cogent, analytically, cognitively, the best Biden ever. Well, that shill, for all things Democrat, just abandoned the Democrats in Virginia, at least when it comes to their attorney general candidate. And more Democrats had better come out of the woodwork and do exactly that before it's too late. One of the leaders of that Rutgers study, author Joel Finkelstein, is warning that what was once formally taboo culturally, namely open calls for political violence, have become increasingly acceptable among more and more on the political left. The psychological roots blend together ideological radicalism with a sense of helplessness. And that's a dangerous admixture exacerbated by partisan media and political double standards, where the left basically gets away with its violence. And when it comes to the Virginia Democrat gubernatorial candidate, Abigail Spanberger, I mean, the double standards here are beyond pathetic. She demanded President Trump resign over allegedly inciting January 6th. This is obviously back in 2020. But when her own party's candidate calls for political murder, not just of his political opponent, but of his children, she calls on such rhetoric to be held accountable, but she stops completely short of calling for his withdrawal. This is mirrored by Democrat committees who circle the wagons, even as they mouth platitudes about denouncing political violence. Yeah, well, your denunciations are vapid. Make no mistake, if this normalization of violence is not forcefully called out across media, across academia, across party lines, the American experiment will slip further into chaos. And we will have the political left to blame. Leaders of both parties must unequivocally condemn all forms of political violence. They must demand consequences for the offenders and restore the moral legitimacy of the Democrat process. We need to rise up and push back against this assassination culture increasingly embraced by the left, because if we don't, that horror we all witnessed in Utah a couple of weeks back will be just the beginning.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.